Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump campaigned in Maryland last night for the first time ahead of next Tuesday's primary.
In the small town of Berlin, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore, Trump brought out thousands at the local high school with a familiar refrain.
Okay, we'll build the wall, but who's going to pay for the wall? Who?
Cruz is campaigning hard in the states up on Tuesday. John Kasich is trying to make the point that since he was born in Pennsylvania, he's a native son. Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Ted Cruz will be in Frederick tonight. Billy Shreve chairs the Frederick County Republican Central Committee.
You know, in Frederick County, we respect politics. It's definitely heated, and there are favorites everywhere. But, you know, generally we're a friendly place and we welcome everyone. And we're just really excited to have Ted Cruz actually visiting Frederick. I mean, that's quite an honor. So we appreciate him being here.
Right now, Cruz is slated to appear at the Weinberg Center for the Arts in downtown Frederick. But Shreve says if it looks like they're going to run out of room there, the event could be moved to the city's baseball stadium. The Baltimore Sun is endorsing Congressman Chris Van Hollen for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Maryland. The newspaper praises Donna Edwards for her service in the 4th Congressional District. But ultimately, the Sun says it's Van Hollen who will be a more effective successor to the retiring Barbara Mikulski. And while Democrats Chris Van Hollen and Donna Edwards take up almost all the airtime these days, there are several Republicans running for Barbara Mikulski's Senate seat, too.
14 in total, but the two frontrunners have something in common. They both want to follow in Governor Larry Hogan's footsteps.
I am the highest-ranking Republican woman in the state of Maryland, and I'm very proud to work with Larry Hogan.
Delegate Kathy Shalega says her small business background is what the Senate needs.
People that know how to balance a budget and what it means to create a job.
Like Larry Hogan, I have a business background, starting in the family small business.
Chris Kafal has worked in the Ehrlich administration and under AG Eric Holder. Now for the National Manufacturers Association.
My objective will be to lower taxes, create more jobs, and strengthen our national security.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the Montgomery County Council considers the budget for schools for next year, some council members say cutting class size should be a priority.
The number of new teachers in Montgomery County isn't keeping up with the number of new students, and that means classes keep getting bigger. Interim Superintendent Larry Bowers says the Board of Education's asking for more teachers to be hired.
To get back to the 2009 class sizes, that's about 383 additional teacher positions.
Education Committee member Mark Elrich agrees.
We've gone far too far in the wrong direction in terms of class size and the loss of aides in the buildings and the loss of counselors.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama's holding a summit meeting in Saudi Arabia with top officials from 6 Arab nations. The sessions in Riyadh are meant to build on a similar summit last year at Camp David. A money makeover is coming.
Change for a 20? Andrew Jackson, former president and slave owner, is moving from the front to the back of the bill. In his place, a former slave, Harriet Tubman. But the 20 isn't the only bill that's changing. The back of the 10 will have a montage of women involved in the suffrage movement. And the back of the 5 will feature portraits of people involved in historic events at the Lincoln Memorial, like Martin Luther King Jr. and Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm Mary Maloney.
Britain is wishing Queen Elizabeth a happy 90th birthday. The country's oldest and longest-serving monarch is celebrating with a day at Windsor Castle and a planned short walk through town. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,096, the Nasdaq at 49.48. Sports, the Caps failed to complete the sweep, losing to the Flyers in Game 4, Game 5 tomorrow night in Washington. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's win, and former Oriole All-Star pitcher Milt Pappas has died. He was 76. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop.
Or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
The Boys of Summer. What do you mean that title's already been taken?
Here's the pitch for the stand-up guys from Dave Snell of Snell Heating and Air.
After a long winter off, the big league baseball players gear up with spring training. But my stand-up guys, They've been training up for warm weather action practically all winter. They've been hunkered down over books and diagrams and getting their hands dirty, learning about the latest technology. My stand-up guys work harder during the winter so they can work smarter out in the field. And right about now, they're anxious to put all that training to good use. So why not get a jump on warm weather and book an AC tune-up now? You don't want to wait and call us on that first hot day when everyone and their brother has their system breakdown, because then my boys of summer, they're real popular.
Call 703-450-6300 and save $1,700 on Lennox Home Comfort Systems. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's tax time. Get all your affairs in order. Contact Price Benowitz at pbwills.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 inside the Beltway. Watch if you're in the vicinity where the connector road merges onto eastbound 66 and then continuing into Falls Church. Had a report of an incident right in that stretch. Crews were responding better in Luckett. So no need to worry about any of these delays from the earlier problem on 15. It looks like a tow truck has left now north of Limestone School Road with lanes open. On 7 out of Leesburg, had the minor crash before Battlefield Parkway. They were able to get that out of the travel lanes, not seeing any delays associated. We are jammed, though, in the Hagerstown area on 70 eastbound as you pass I-40. Delays before the Hagerstown outlets. Big tie-ups there. Let's see. Let's continue on to 270 if it takes any of the pressure off that trip. Well, so far, as you merge from 70 to 270, not seeing any delays near the Monocacy, but before Route 80 or Bandit to 109, you do have the stop-and-go. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. It's the best way to get around the city with turn-by-turn voice guidance you can use in your car, public transit info, maps that work offline, now a free phone app. You can get it at here.com/city. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stuff not moving very quickly in the atmosphere. High clouds with clear sky and another dry day today with that mix of cloud and sun even this afternoon. A gusty south breeze. 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Manassas, 50 in Silver Spring, 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Here Maps. Ben Carson says keep Andrew Jackson where he is and put Harriet Tubman on the $2 bill. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05. I mean, this is a lineup here, right? Let me tell you, a great lineup. 7:05, Ambassador John Bolton. At 7:35, the sheriff of Frederick County, Maryland, who has testified on Capitol Hill about how sometimes it turns out those dreamers that the president lets into the country turn out to be MS-13 gang members. At 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, who's heading up the delegate effort on behalf of Ted Cruz. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There's going to be a whole new headquarters for the FBI, and at least one senator, Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, says that it should not carry the name of J. Edgar Hoover, the man who created the FBI, the man who would be no FBI without J. Edgar Hoover, a man who was, by the way, upon his death, he had an 80% approval rating when he died in 1971. When he first came to the public perception, or when people first understood who he was and he had a persona by the 30s, there was a poll of schoolboys in America, and he came in second place as the most admired man in America of schoolboys back in the mid-30s. By the way, first place was Robert Ripley of Ripley's, believe it or not. But setting that aside, these are schoolboys after all. What has happened to J. Edgar Hoover's memory and his legacy since he died? Because when he died, he was very popular. And now suddenly he's become a caricature. And I think most of it is myths created from fictions, from lies, and from Hollywood, who finally can fire back at J. Edgar Hoover, because J. Edgar Hoover had their number, Hollywood's number, back during the Red Scare, back during the Senate and House hearings on Soviet infiltration into the entertainment industry.
industry, and J. Edgar Hoover was a big part of that. And so Hollywood hated him for that. And they've been able to rewrite history and make him look bad. And I understand why they did it, but it's evil and wrong. The man was a complex man, but he was a giant. He was an absolute giant, and I understand why people are trying to take his name off. That being said, listen, if it's determined by today's standards that we, the people, and through our elected representatives, we think that J. Edgar Hoover no longer deserves that honor, fine. That, you know, let the people speak. I have no problem taking people's names off buildings or streets if it's determined that that they shouldn't receive that honor. But I think J. Edgar Hoover deserves the honor. He created the FBI. He was a Herculean man. Was he complex? Did he have faults? Of course he did. He was a human being. But he deserves the honor. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Should J. Edgar Hoover's name be taken off the new FBI building?
You know... It is a rare day when I find myself in agreement with Senator Patrick Leahy, but I agree with him on this. I think that Hoover's name should be taken off the FBI building. I don't think he deserves that honor. And when they build the new FBI building, I hope that it is named something other than the J. Edgar Hoover building. And here's the reason why. You say he was immensely popular. Yes, he was immensely popular. He had a tremendous public relations machine, and he had great instincts when it came to public relations. But you know why he was popular? Nobody dared ever say a bad word about J. Edgar Hoover. Even Richard Nixon was terrified of the man. In 1971, Richard Nixon was caught in one of those recordings talking about why he didn't fire Hoover, because he was afraid of him and what he might have in his files. J. Edgar Hoover kept extensive files on politicians of every stripe. He knew who they were dating. He knew who they were sleeping with. He knew everything about them, and it was all kept in a file. Why? To blackmail them, basically.
Well, wait. Now you just made a big leap.
Yeah.
How did J. Edgar Hoover blackmail people?
Because everybody knew about the existence of the files, and they knew he had stuff, and they were afraid, they were terrified of him, that the stuff that they had. I mean, Truman even talked about this. I mean, if this goes back many, many years, it was well known in Washington that if you crossed J. Edgar Hoover, the little file might get dropped on a friendly reporter, and the stories were going to be out there. And it was, people were absolutely terrified of J. Edgar Hoover. Not only that, there is widespread evidence of many abuses at the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. Illegal wiretaps were a common occurrence. I mean, there's a story that in the old post office building, there was a special room in one, up on the, like the fourth or fifth floor, where a lot of these wiretaps were actually recorded, and all of the wiretaps came into the central location, and there was a recording operation there, and J. Edgar Hoover was listening in real time to conversations of all of his political or perceived political enemies. He followed and did this and recorded civil rights leader Martin Luther King to a great deal. And some of those tapes have actually, you know, leaked out over the years.
Were those illegal? The Martin Luther King wiretaps?
I think that there are people who make the case that they were.
Did he do it without a judge signing off on the wiretaps? I believe they were legal wiretaps.
Many of the wiretaps that he conducted were not with the knowledge of a judge or permission of a judge.
Okay.
And so there you have it. I mean, I don't think... And set aside all the stuff about his loyal aide, Clyde Tolson, and the cross-dressing allegations.
Cross-dressing is a lie.
I don't know that those have ever been proven.
This is typical Hollywood. The cross-dressing thing is a complete lie. It came up from the wife of a woman who had mob ties. She's a known perjurer. She put it in a book, and now it's become legend.
Well, I just said set that aside.
And but you raised it, Brian. You can't say set it aside if it was never raised.
You can't say the name of J. Edgar Hoover without this coming up.
It's a lie.
And I'm saying set that aside. There's plenty of evidence, out there that this guy used the FBI as a machine to attack people with whom he disagreed, and it was his personal operation. And people were terrified of him, and that's not what I want out of my FBI. I like what I see out of the FBI right now under the direction of James Comey. It is a lot less of an organization that has a sort of an attack mode. It is a true professional law enforcement organization.
All right, we want to hear from you. 888-630-9625. You say you can't raise J. Edgar Hoover's name without someone, you know, without bringing up cross-dressing. With all due respect, I think we were capable of doing that. but since you did bring it up, I think it's important to point out those were lies. And the J. Edgar Hoover Foundation continues to maintain that no, J. Edgar Hoover was not a homosexual, and he did not have a homosexual relationship. So, and by the way, what difference at this point does it make? Bob in Alexandria, you're on WMAL.
Hey,
J. Edgar Hoover's name on or off the FBI building?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover built the FBI into the most professional law enforcement organization in the world, and he kept our communist enemies at bay. And he was a powerful enemy of communism. So I'll tell you right now, this man should have his name on that new building. It bears his organization and his management expertise. And on top of that, who cares what Senator Leahy thinks? He can go ahead and join his little communist-loving pal up there.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Patrick Leahy, I subscribe to the Dick Cheney opinion of things and what Patrick Leahy should do. And I'm sure you know what I mean. The fact that Patrick Leahy is pushing this is one of the greater reasons to be against it. I'll tell you in a moment what Richard Nixon, that man who was terrified of J. Edgar Hoover, I'll tell you what he said about J. Edgar Hoover in just a moment. And we'll continue with your calls. Brian thinks J. Edgar Hoover does not deserve the honor of having his name on the FBI building, and I say absolutely. I think that he does, even though he did have some complexities. On a whole, the service that he gave to this country, he deserves that honor. 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And around the Beltway, heaviest stretch right now will be Maryland topside, College Park, and around to Silver Spring. Rest of the Beltway checks out fine. Getting in through town so far, it's just been about the volume. Hope it stays that way. In on 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, extending down to DC 295. And that heavy delay takes you past East Capitol Street. It's just about the stop and go. Lanes are open each direction on the 11th Street Bridge. Good on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. For 210, pushing up through to the Beltway, morning rush hour starts to slow us. 395, just as you passed Edsel Road. Watch for delays, and I'm checking out the cameras just past Landmark here. It may have an incident right as you come up toward Seminary Road and VDOT. They're moving the cameras around. Check it out for you. 66, we're bunched up inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Outside the Beltway, Manassas through to Centerville. And keep alert in the Arlington area, 29 Lee Highway near North Jefferson Street. I'm getting reports of a vehicle fire in that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, clear to partly cloudy and breezy at times, a high of 78. Tonight, 63 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy and almost 80 degrees, 79. But then tomorrow night, they've thrown a little rain at us. Looks like an 80% chance of some showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a low of 58. Saturday in the low 70s. Sunday in the mid 70s. And Monday looks like a great day with temperatures in the mid 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting, sports, and self-defense. The nation's gun show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
J. Edgar Hoover was 29 years old when in 1924 he was named the acting director of what was then called the Bureau of Investigation. Again, there wasn't an FBI when J. Edgar Hoover got this gig. He created what we know is the FBI, right smack in the middle of prohibition and bootlegging and gangsters, the mafia, taking control of major cities. If you've ever seen Boardwalk Empire, you know exactly what was going on at that time. And guess what? J. Edgar Hoover, he was the brainchild who figured out how to stop Al Capone by going after his IRS filings. He was the man who created the war against organized crime. He also then, people say he was anti-communist. You know what he was? Yeah. Even more clearly and correctly, he was anti-Soviet.
Yeah. I don't deny the man did some good things.
We had an enemy back then, and it wasn't communism. It was the Soviet Union. And guess what? And everyone decried his actions, and everyone decried what he did in rooting out our Soviet enemies within our government and within our culture. But guess what? Now that the Soviet Union fell, and we can get access to the KGB files, it's been absolutely validated that we did have Soviets infiltrating our government and infiltrating our culture.
I don't deny any of that.
And I think he deserves, well, it gets based on the breadth of his service from 1929 to 1972, he served this nation and did something that no one else had done in creating the FBI. And the FBI is what it is today because of it. You said you like what the FBI is today? It's because of J. Edgar Hoover.
Well, not entirely, because they no longer do secret wiretaps of people. They no longer collect political files against their political enemies.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Lenny in Bristow, you're on WMAO. What do you say, Lenny?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, if you think America is safe now, how safe were we when we had J. Edgar Hoover? We're definitely safer. And if we had J. Edgar Hoover now, we'd be a lot safer.
All right. Thank you, Lenny. So you're pro-Hoover. All right.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, sir.
Great law enforcement agency.
Tom in Annapolis, you're next up on WMAL. Hoover, yes or no?
I'm pro-Hoover for what he did against the Bolsheviks in the late 20s, early 30s, communists. But I don't like the way that he ignored the mafia for a decade or two, although he did work with them clearly before the invasion of Sicily. We had the mobsters over there helping us. But I want to see how it taps out now, because under J. Edgar Hoover, we won't be wasting 147 agents investigating Ms. Hillary. She would have been indicted by now, or the agents would be doing something better.
That's true. Oh, if this private email thing happened under J. Edgar's watch, you think we'd be seeing all this dillying and dallying and wringing of hands over the political ramifications?
Maybe. And if it was a military officer or NCO that did that, they'd been in Leavenworth a long time.
You bet you, Tom. We know that.
We know that, Tom.
He knows that, too. Yeah. He's in Annapolis. He knows that stuff. Yeah, trust me, this whole handling of the emails so far, it's a bunch of Bolshevik, to borrow Tom's phrase there.
I know that people, you know, that he did good things and that he was, you know, on the lookout for our enemies of this country. There's no doubt about that. And in many ways, he was a patriotic man. But he used this agency as a secret police force and did things that today we would say, oh my gosh. I mean, for example,
who are the people who say that now?
But hold on a second.
All right.
If you look at the IRS, and we talk about how the IRS was wielded as a political agency and to do the political bidding of this administration, and we find that offensive. That is nothing compared to the stuff that J. Edgar Hoover was doing.
You know,
that didn't even come close.
Okay, but your source for that, when you raised this issue, when you first made your case, your source for how J. Edgar Hoover used the agency illegally as a political weapon against enemies, your source was Richard Nixon.
No, I raised Richard Nixon as somebody who was actually recorded on that secret recording system that he had in the White House. On the White House tapes, he is heard saying, I would have fired him a long time ago, but I'm terrified of the guy, and I fear reprisal from Hoover if I were to do that.
This is coming from Richard Nixon.
By Hoover, by the way, was well over the mandatory retirement age at that time.
All right, we will continue with your calls on this and our debate over whether J. Edgar Hoover deserves the honor of having his name on the FBI building. It is 6. That conversation continues in a moment, plus traffic and weather in just a couple minutes. It's 6:22.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at Inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
You know, if you've got bags under your eyes, you know how frustrating and frankly embarrassing it can be, because there's not a whole lot you can do about it. If you're a woman, I guess you can put some makeup on to try to cover it up. But after a certain time, you know, there's no covering it up, right? What you got to do is try to get rid of them. And I've got a solution that I think will work for you. It certainly worked for me. It's Genucel. Genucel is all natural. It's from Chamonix, which uses all natural products that are guaranteed. It's a plant stem cell treatment. It's gel. All you do is put a little bit under your eyes where the bags are when you go to bed, and then a little bit when you wake up in the morning, and before you know it, poof, they're gone. In fact, with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you can have your money back. That's right. It's guaranteed. And right now, during the Chamonix Spring Clearance event, Chamonix will double your order of Genucel absolutely free. Give them a call, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order now, and Chamonix will upgrade you to free shipping for a limited time. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Take advantage of the Long Fence Hat Trick of Savings. For a limited time only, score 25% off decks, 25% off hardscaping, or 25% off your fencing needs. For a free estimate, visit longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
Salt, sand, dirt, it gets buried deep in your carpet. These particles grind away at the fibers like sandpaper. Your rugs need a deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you need Hadid. Hadid is a name you can trust. For more than 60 years, Hadid has had a time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand, removing every speck of dirt. If your rug is in need of repair, Hadid has a dedicated team of experts that can make your rug look like new again. Hadid offers four drop drop-off locations. Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or at their On the Border store at Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order, including the rolling and relaying of rugs, moving furniture if necessary. Plus, now, get 20% off all in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Online at joehadid.com.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
It is 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's start first on 66. It's been about the volume. A lot of it pretty thick here coming through Manassas toward Centerville, especially as you pass Business 234. Checking the cameras there to see if there's anything in the way. That seems to be the focal point of the heavy delays. 234 as you push northbound. Sudley Road slow to merge on to that delay onto 66. Brief delays in Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, again in Falls Church. In Arlington, car fire activity was reported on 29 Lee Highway. And interesting timing, name of the street near Jefferson Street, near Harrison and Madison Streets. Do watch for 395. We are jammed coming off the Beltway now toward Landmark and King Street. As you try to merge onto southbound 95, coming off of the outer loop of the Beltway at exit ramp, as you merge onto 95 with the incident. No problems over the 14th Street Bridge. 11th Street Bridge lanes are open. And getting in through town, just starting to see some of that volume come south on 295 and heading past East Capitol Street. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. You can increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That is MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gusty south-southwesterly breeze, clouds mixing with sunshine once again today, and a little bit milder, 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 627 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
On that one point about J. Edgar Hoover keeping secret files on presidents, according to the Washington Post, first of all, he had good relationships with Roosevelt and Johnson. There is speculation that he had these files on other presidents who he didn't have a good relationship with. But hold on a second, you want to know why Richard Nixon really didn't fire Hoover? I'll go back to what I said. He had an 80% approval rating. Mm-hmm. You really think a president is going to fire somebody who's that popular with the American people?
Well,
and by the way,
he was quoted on his own tapes.
I understand that's what he said. It's Richard Nixon, for crying out loud.
Well, I know, but I mean, when he said it privately, one assumes that that was his personal feeling and not what he had for public consumption.
Presidents don't fire people who have 80% approval rating, number one. Number two, he discovered through those wiretaps of mobsters mm-hmm. that John Kennedy was having an affair with mm-hmm. the wife of a mobster.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't learn about it, did we?
No, because,
no, we didn't.
Because he held it over the head of the Kennedy administration.
If he really wanted to hurt the Kennedys, he could have leaked a lot of stuff,
listen,
and he didn't.
Just listen to this. Harry
but
Truman,
that wasn't an illegal wiretap.
Harry,
that was a lawful wiretap.
Harry Truman said, he was quoted as saying, "We want no Gestapo or secret police. The FBI is tending in that direction. They are dabbling in my sex life and threatening blackmail. J. Edgar Hoover would give his right eye to peep through my bedroom window over and over, and all congressmen and senators are afraid of him."
And yet he didn't fire him.
Well, he was afraid to.
Well, he just said that he's peeping into... fine. You know, so much for more of your calls. Brian and I want to continue debating this. And we might later in the program. It's 628 on WMAL.
Shooters, hunters, sportsmen, this Friday and Saturday, Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring and Rockville is having their popular Ruger Days sale. For target shooting or self-protection, Ruger firearms represent the finest in American gun making. Come check out the Ruger Mini 14 and 10/22 rifles, or the SR 1911 and Mark III pistols. The 9mm LC9S Pro is sale priced at just $381. Factory reps will be on hand to answer your questions. Call 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
Digital Government Institute's 930Gov returns for its fourth annual technology conference and showcase. 930Gov convenes government technical communities to see and hear the latest in cybersecurity, DevOps, records management, knowledge management, and customer experience solutions. Registration is free for both government and industry. Exhibit opportunities available. 930Gov, Wednesday, August 24th at the D.C. Convention Center. Go to 930Gov.com. That's 930Gov.com.
6:30 in the nation's capital. Coming up in just a moment, have you heard about Kurt Schilling? Baseball analyst, ESPN, has been fired over something he posted on his Facebook page about transgender law in North Carolina. We'll talk about that in just a moment. It's 6:30 time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Following his big win in New York Tuesday, a newly energized Donald Trump is back. And while Trump had been looking more presidential recently, that has changed.
Out on the campaign trail in Indianapolis and here in Maryland, he went right back to referring to Ted Cruz as Lion Ted. And Hillary Clinton is now Crooked Hillary, is the way Donald Trump describes her. And at one point during his remarks here in Maryland, he suggested that as president, he wants to investigate Hillary Clinton's email practices.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. Ted Cruz, meanwhile, is coming to Frederick today. Billy Shreve chairs the Frederick County Republican Central Committee.
We have a lot of support for Ted Cruz here in Frederick County. The chair of the state elect Ted Cruz campaign is from Frederick County, Senator Michael Huff.
The Cruz event is scheduled to start at 10:30 this morning in Frederick. It was also back to the campaign trail yesterday for Democrat Hillary Clinton.
In an effort to highlight the chasmic differences between the parties on the issue, Hillary Clinton's first post-New York campaign event was here at a Philadelphia church.
This weekend in Philadelphia, you had 12 shootings. You had four people murdered.
My son was murdered about a year and a half ago. He was 38 years old.
Pat Connolly was wearing a shirt that said Mothers in Charge. It's a local Philadelphia group of survivors of gun violence.
Too easy for people to just get a gun. It's easy access, and that has to stop.
Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Today is the last day for early voting in Maryland ahead of next week's primary. Montgomery County has 10 early voting centers that will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Virginia lawmakers have approved a proposal to let the state buy execution drugs from compounding pharmacies whose identities would then remain secret. Governor McAuliffe says without that law, executions in Virginia would end. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,096, the NASDAQ at 4948. Sports, the Caps will need at least one more game to advance to the next round. The Flyers stay alive with a Game 4 win. Baseball, the Nationals beat Miami, the Orioles beat Toronto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Big Screen Store's Big 20. It's our 20th anniversary celebration. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $9.99. Wow, $9.99. Furnishing that new home theater? Take a big 20% off our exclusive cinema seating and home theater furniture, all available in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. How about big sound? Take a big 20% off Samsung soundbars. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time, with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Big Screen Store's big 20th anniversary. Now that's a big 20. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And the Beltway delays, pretty much solid lineup starting to form here from I-95 Maryland College Park and heading on that outer loop over toward George Avenue with lanes open. We're okay Beltway through Greenbelt, starting to see a little bit of volume form heading to the Wilson Bridge and Virginia Beltway in through Annandale. Now out of Leesburg, Route 7, earlier morning crash eastbound near Battlefield Parkway, quickly clear. But now I'm seeing delays just beyond that to an incident just before you get to Belmont Ridge Road. So just a heads up through that stretch. 66, we're bunched up trying to get in through Manassas and Centerville, Fair Oaks. Starting to see a little bit of that congestion easing inside the Beltway. Keep alert if you're on the Beltway heading from the outer loop to go south on Virginia 95 at that exit ramp where crews were responding to an incident. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another pretty good looking day today. Milder weather continuing to push in ahead of a cold front. Clouds mixed with sunshine. Mild start and a warm finish. 78 with a south wind, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Becoming cloudy tonight, 63. Cloudy tomorrow, 79. Showers, thunderstorms in by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Burke, 51 in La Plata, 49 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. The time, 6:37. The station, WMAL. The city, Washington. And this is where you come to talk, Washington. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we've got a loaded morning. Just keep it locked in here all day long. Ambassador John Bolton joins us at 7:05 to analyze the president's foray to Saudi Arabia. 7:35 brings us the sheriff for Frederick County to talk about the rise of gang activity linked to the Dreamers crossing the border. At 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli is heading up Ted Cruz's national effort to get enough delegates to win the nomination. And at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. See, I told you, you're going to want to keep it right here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, ESPN has fired Curt Schilling, their baseball analyst, the baseball, you know, superstar, Curt Schilling, who did a lot of baseball analysis for them, has been fired, and it all has to do with something he put on his Facebook page. You know, all these memes that you see from time to time, they get posted and passed along, and he posted one that showed, let's see, here's the way it's described. It was an unflattering photo of a man in woman's clothing, along with the message implying that transgendered people who use bathrooms that align with their gender identity are predators. That's cleaning it up a little bit.
Well, actually, that's not. Here, I can read. I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to read it here. Because who's giving? Is that Washington Post doing that?
Yeah.
It says it's got a picture of a guy unflatteringly in drag with his
here it is,
man breasts hanging out, and it says, "Let him into the restroom with your daughter, or else you're a narrow-minded, judgmental, unloving, racist bigot who needs to die."
That's what it says. So there's that, and then he added in his own words, "A man is a man no matter what they call themselves, and now you need laws telling us differently." Pathetic. boom, he's suspended by ESPN. ESPN says, well, we're an inclusive organization, and this is in violation of our policies. His conduct was unacceptable, and his employment with ESPN has been terminated. It's not the first time he's gotten into trouble with ESPN. Mm-hmm. He was suspended for things he said about Muslim extremists.
Well, specifically, he compared the ISIS to Nazis.
To Nazis, that's right. And they said, well, we can't have that.
Muslim extremists.
One way or the other.
Muslim extremists. They chop off heads.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well
anyway, so ESPN, I mean, they're very sensitive over at ESPN about people having any political views.
Mm.
Well, not any political
no.
views. That's just the thing, because if it happens to be political views that tend to the left, they got no issue with them whatsoever.
Mm.
But if you're a conservative, as Kurt Schilling has said that he was, then apparently. So I'm wondering, do you think this was the proper thing? Should Kurt Schilling have been allowed to express his opinion about this matter on his personal Facebook case page, or does it impact his ability to be an analyst on baseball matters? I have a hard time understanding that. By the way, he actually did write about he's been contacted and asked for comment, and he just wrote in his blog. He says, there are things I have deeply held beliefs in, things that are core to who I am, things that I am passionate about. If you ask me about them, it's likely I'll give you a passionate answer. Whether you like that answer or not is completely up to you. I'm not going to give you answers to make sure you like what I say. Let the rest of the insecure world do that.
Hmm.
You know, I wish that that people would not be penalized for expressing what is in sync with a large number of people in this country. I would not have used the language that Kurt Schilling used, for example. But I am sympathetic to his position,
yeah.
And I think many Americans are, and it's in keeping with what a lot of people. And it's getting to the point now, if you have a difference of an opinion about this this issue with transgenders, that you are roundly attacked and called everything in the book. And I think that's sad, because I think there are reasonable people who have a different opinion about all this who should not be penalized for expressing that opinion.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that necessarily. Here's the thing. You just said you wouldn't have used these words.
Exactly.
See,
no, I wouldn't use exactly those words. I have some sympathy for his position.
So here's the thing. Brian Wilson is a conservative, and Ted Nugent is a conservative. That doesn't mean you both use the same language when expressing very similar views.
That's right.
The difference is, and by the way, I love Ted Nugent. I love Ted Nugent because he doesn't care. I love Ted Nugent because he uses language like that. But guess what? Ted Nugent doesn't work for a company owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Schilling does. So I think that the way he went about this is part of it.
But he didn't say it on ESPN.
Well, that is an issue. I mean, listen, let me just be clear. ESPN can hire and fire whoever they want. You know, come on. There's no First Amendment issue here. The company can fire whomever they want. And by the way, it's a free market. Kurt Schilling, if he's smart, will go get a job at Fox Sports or somewhere else. It disturbs me, yes, that Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon, Stephen A. Smith, and many other people are given free rein on ESPN to espouse their political positions. They do get suspended sometimes. Smith did for saying something about Ray Rice that the network didn't like. So, you know, there are some rules for them. But I think the difference here is they are hired to give opinions beyond just sports. If you know the shows that they are on, they are hired to give those opinions. Kurt Schilling is hired for one thing and one thing only, and that is to be a baseball analyst. He did do this on his private Facebook page, and I don't see why that should affect his ability to analyze sports, but if ESPN decided, I guess that's okay. There, but for the grace of God, go I. You know, if I get a gig talking about, you know, anything other than politics on television, and suddenly I make a private or a public statement on my own time, that is contrary to the company that's paying me, you know what? They could fire me. They could fire you and I. Right now, if you and I said something on Twitter or on Facebook, our parent company could fire us, couldn't they?
On talk radio, you are 5 seconds away from the end of your career. At any moment.
Well, how is that different than being a television analyst?
Yeah, that's true. Well, but
why are the rules different?
But he didn't say it on television. He said
I'm saying is, if you said it on your Facebook page, if you said something on your Twitter feed that was so very offensive that our company that it made our company look bad, we could be fired. Could we not?
I think the key here is that this is an opinion shared by many Americans. Well, a lot of you want to weigh in on this.
Yeah.
We're going to take some calls here in just a moment. It's 6:43.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility.
It's the law.
Great news here from the company that I love to use to clean my carpets. Deep clean them, in fact. Zero Res. Zero Res is now offering an amazing sale for all of you WMAL listeners. It's their biggest sale of the year. I'll tell you a little bit about it in a second, but first, about Zero Res. My carpets, man, they look brand new. They smell fresh. They also do hardwood and laminate floors. They also clean upholstery, tile, and grout. Trust me, Zero Res knows the right way to clean. They use green, non-toxic products. It's safe for you and your kids and your pets, by the way. There's no residue left behind because there's no chemicals. So your carpets, your hardwoods, your laminate floors, your upholstery, your tile, they stay cleaner longer. When your friends come over and see your floors or your countertops and they ask if they're new, you'll just say, yeah, kinda, but it's not. They're not new. Zero Res made them look new. And here's that deal I was talking about. 20% off. 20% off your cleaning with Zero Res. Minimum supply. Book your cleaning now. Call Zero Res. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. You can have mom over for Mother's Day. Make sure the house looks good. 703-382-1221. Zero Res at dcmetro.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now, 800-756-3710. You heard right. A risk-free trial. Of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription grade Proactive plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-756-3710. That's 800-756-3710. One more time, ready? 800-756-3710.
Should Curt Schilling have been fired? We'll take your calls here in just a moment. Right now, 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian. And on George Washington Parkway, we get started off on a good note without any incidents reported. Same story on the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Maryland 95, however, if you are coming southbound, passing Route 32, you're in a backup to just before 216, the scene of the crash, slowly getting by. And then beyond, you'll see some of that volume as you merge on through to the Beltway. 29 in Burtonsville, starting to get a little bit sluggish. 270, it's been about the volume delays. Quince Orchard Road and Clopper Road for the crash, under police direction, fire truck at the scene as well. Take you in from the west on 66, almost back to almost to Gainesville, really, through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. On Route 7 eastbound near Belmont Ridge Road, that's the scene of the crash. There you are getting by a little bit of volume. And on 395 Beltway to Landmark, slowing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
You'll notice a little bit stiffer breeze today. Other than that, clouds mixed with sunshine. It's not a bad day. Temperatures above average by about 10 degrees, 78. Overcast, 63 tonight. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, close to 80. And some showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 647.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Curt Schilling fired by ESPN for some things he wrote on his Facebook page about the transgendered bathroom issue in North Carolina. And is that appropriate? I mean, is he not allowed to express his personal opinion? Should he have been fired for that? How about Matt in Alexandria? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It wasn't too long ago that one of the African-American commentators called RG3 an Uncle Tom for marrying a white woman.
Yeah.
And yet that guy still kept his job.
Actually, he got fired.
He did get fired?
Yep.
Because it's absolutely ridiculous that Curt Schilling attacks the unreality of self-identified gender and then he gets suspended on from his private Facebook page. He didn't even do it on the network.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And listen, I looked into this. It was his name was Rob Parker. He first got suspended, and then he was not brought back. The guy who said that about RG3. But you're right. There does say, listen, I have no doubt there's liberal bias here. I have no doubt about it. But I think that there's also a case to be made with, you know, expressing an opinion and then the way you express that opinion. And he did express it in a very in-your-face way.
Yeah, he did. There's no doubt
name.
About that. Dick in Alexandria, you're up next with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think, Dick?
Good morning. Of all the years I've been listening to your show, which I love and enjoy, I don't get this discussion. This isn't about the First Amendment and Curt Schilling's ability to express himself. It's contract law. It's we got to believe in contract law, too. If that's on his contract, whether it's on the show, on the air, or in his personal internet communications, he has to be fired. It's contract law. It's not about the First Amendment.
We completely agree, Dick. Brian's the one who's out there on his island.
Let me say this about that. I mean, the thing is you're going to be fired because somebody is making a subjective opinion about whether or not it is offensive. What he has said is said in very forceful terms. I'll grant you that. But it is an opinion that is shared by millions of Americans.
Well, did you see the picture?
Yeah, the picture is
pretty offensive.
It's a little over the top.
Well, okay.
Yeah,
that it's not subjectively offensive. It's pretty objectively offensive.
There are people who would not find it objectionable. As I said, I would not choose to do
that. If you know you're working for Disney, come on, man.
Let's see. How about Joe in Quantico? You're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Joe. Good morning.
Morning, Brian and Larry. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
ESPN wrong, Schilling right, Brian right, Larry. I don't know, man. I think you're way too easy on ESPN. Don't know if the previous caller had heard something I didn't on your show or if he's read Schilling's contract, but if the contract did say his Facebook page was out of bounds, then I think ESPN made a bad decision in thinking it was that bad. I haven't seen the photograph from what you described of it. Yes, it's forceful, but then the left, who is trying to suppress the ability to have any opinions at all that they don't agree with, for people like Schilling and me and anyone else, they're doing things in pretty forceful terms, and you know the ISIS-Nazi comparison doesn't sound all that.
Yeah, no, I didn't have a problem with his. I didn't have a problem with his ISIS-Nazi comparison. I don't know his contract, but I know what my contract is, and I've got to think for a Disney-owned television network, the contract about what you say and how it reflects on the company who pays you, even if you're saying it. Here's the thing: everyone says, this is his private time. It's his private time, folks. Facebook and Twitter is not private.
Yeah, it's not private.
Since when do you think? What you think when Donald Trump says something on Twitter, it's private?
I mean that it is very public.
Yeah, it's 6:51 on WMAL. The CNBC Business Report coming up in just 2 minutes.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. I know you're worried. The markets are dizzying. The election is nerve-wracking. Everything from terrorism to Zika makes life, well, downright scary. But you know what? You're still going to retire one day. Uh-oh, did I just scare you a little more? I don't mean to. And in fact, we might even be able to fix it for you. With some proper financial planning, you actually get to feel better, gain some control over your life, focused on where you're headed with a solid plan for getting you there. Call me at Edelman Financial Services and let my colleagues and me help you fulfill your aspirations. Let you retire in comfort and financial security, care for aging parents, help out the kids and grandkids. We'll help you create a plan to achieve all your financial goals. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc., an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Time to check in and see how your money is doing. Here's Chuck Kamlick from the news desk at CNBC. Hello, Chuck.
Hello. Remember how bleak things looked in February? Well, now stocks are shooting for their fourth winning day in a row and their fourth winning week in a row. Sony warning this morning that its profits won't be as good as hoped because of slow iPhone sales. Sony makes the image sensors for those iPhone cameras. Better news from Tesla. The company now has 400,000 orders for its cheaper Model 3, which won't even be built until next year. Volkswagen has reached a deal over its diesel emissions cheating scandal. VW will reportedly buy back a half million of those cars and trucks and pay owners more than $1 billion. That comes to about $5,000 per customer on average. And a quick check on earnings. Yum Brands profits rose because it sold more KFC chicken buckets in China. American Express made more money because it signed up more new customers who charged more money. Mattel lost more money than expected because Barbie's lost a lot of her cachet. Barbie sales were flat last quarter. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, listen, you know that stomach-twisting mix of anticipation and fear that occurs when you're on a thrill ride? Like, you know, a roller coaster going up, up, and up, and you're just like, you got that knot in your stomach as you get ready. You're excited, it's exhilarating, but you're also frightened. Well, that's what it is like to think about retirement in many ways. The anticipation, the excitement about, hey, I'm about through with work, I'm going to retire, but the fear of whether or not you can actually afford to retire. I want to tell you about my friend Larry Spoth at Retirement Protection Solutions. He asked the question, can you afford to retire? And here's a way you can find out, because Larry set up this special website. It's very cool. You go to testyourinvestment.com. You plug in your numbers, and you will get an answer about whether or not your retirement strategy is in good order and whether you can actually afford to retire. And if it's not, then you pick up the phone and call Larry, and he'll help you. Here's the number. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. Remember, to put your current strategy to the test, just visit his really interesting and easy-to-use website, testyourinvestment.com.
Retirement Protection Solutions is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia.
6:55 now, WMAO traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, and it's Maryland 95. We're struggling to get by the crash southbound between Route 32 and 216. Most of that activity had been confined to the median, but still a lot to check out. No problems to report through Laurel on the BW Parkway, 270. Once you get by the volume near 109, hit it slow again there, Germantown. Clopper Road and Quince Orchard Road, that crash quickly gone, so much better pace there. On eastbound 7, as you approach Belmont Ridge Road, just wiggling slowly past the crash, starting to see a little bit of delay form. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, today, clear to partly cloudy, breezy at times, a high of 78. Tonight, around 63, and then Friday looks like a nice day, although cloudy, temperature of 79 degrees. Then tomorrow night, they have put an 80% chance of some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, and the low of 58. Saturday looking pretty good, temperatures in the low 70s. On Sunday in the mid-70s. And looking into the first of next week, looks like a nice day on Monday, 80 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 49 degrees at 6:57.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Now,
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
That crazy internet generation, the British government has built a very sophisticated polar research ship. This state-of-the-art ship will put British researchers at the top of the pack when it comes to oceanic studies in both the Arctic and Antarctica. The ship will be able to break through ice, provide robotic vehicles to remote areas, deploy sophisticated underwater environmental monitoring systems, and accommodate as many as 60 scientists in some pretty harsh weather conditions. The British authorities are extremely proud of its most sophisticated research vessel and decided to get the British citizenry engaged in naming the new ship. They were looking for something fitting for the ship's mission and celebrating a very distinguished British naval history. On it went for an online poll. And the winner is... you guessed it, the Royal Boatie McBoatface, by a vote of 3 times its nearest rival. Apparently not what they were looking for. The authorities are taking the name under advisement. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll give you a breakdown on the latest in the Republican and Democrat race for president and an analysis of Freddie Mercury's voice was done. Wait till you hear.
Ambassador John Bolton and the sheriff from Frederick County who says the Dreamers, well, a lot of them turn out to be gang members. He'll join us coming up in the next hour.